Like many healthcare-related issues, it's a problem that affects not just patients, but medical professionals.
You can have a PhD and be very health illiterate.
Deborah Murray, Associate Director of the Health Education Through Extension Leadership Program and organizer of a health literacy summit taking place in Lexington, says doctors can be properly trained, given the right equipment and access to medication. But none of that means much if physicians aren't using clear language and patients aren't following doctors' orders. Fixing that might mean
using a lot of pictures to show what you're talking about, avoiding the mumbo-jumbo that means nothing to the patient.
A health literacy resource guide compiled for a library network that supports the VA health system estimates that health illiteracy accounts for $50 to $73 billion in healthcare spending nationally every year. The summit, currently being hosted in Lexington, aims to provide healthcare professionals and local leaders with strategies to increase health literacy. It ends March 23rd. Josh James, WUKY News.